Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shannon, I'm in a bad mood, and I'm not giving up my monetization of this episode to hear Main Street by Bob
Shannon,
Senior.
Will you sing Main Street?
That's what I was... Zach, get out of my head.
Never.
Get out of my fucking head, Zach.
Never, I fucking live there.
I want a duet of Main Street with Shannon and Natalie, please, for me. You could do the karaoke version. It doesn't got to be a cappella. I don't think we'll get demonetized for the karaoke version of it.
I bet we will.
I don't think so. Or one of them could do the music and one of them could do the vocals.
Yeah.
I don't know about Natalie, but I'm a terrible singer. It may make you more angry.
No. I like this now. This actually makes me feel better just thinking about it. Okay. This is the one song that makes me feel a little bit better.
Oh, God.
What about Going Down on Main Street? So that's an option.
Go ahead. Kitchen. I can't hear you, Shannon.
I thought we were going to do it together.
I don't know.
Trying to get my courage up.
It is making me feel better. Go ahead, Shannon.
There was this long, lovely dancer.
Louder.
In the club downtown.
God damn it, Shannon.
I love to watch her do her stuff.
There we go. I like it. It was good.
Nice. I don't know this song very well.
The fact that Shannon's uncomfortable is making me hard.
Long, lonely nights.
She filled my sleep. Come on, Shannon.
Is it Natalie's turn?
Her body softly swaying to that smoky beat. Come on, Natalie.
I don't know this
going down.
Fake it, bitch. Go ahead. You got it.
Down on Main Street. I went extra Kermit for that one.
Good.
Why are there so many songs about
sing
me.
That song if you want.
What about a song about blowing an Indian dude called Going Down on Gurpreet?
All right, fine. Turn it off. You guys sucked.
Shannon, I love that you have the voice of when drunk girls do karaoke and then realize they get up there and have no confidence and they're like, no, I don't want no scrubs.
Oh, my God. Look, welcome to the show. It is the Real Ass Podcast. I sat in such a crazy amount of traffic just now, to the point I went through every emotion in the rainbow, right? I was angry.
Horny.
I came.
The seven stages.
That's what happens. Dude. All shame. That child trafficking.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking, it was a wild time. And I apologize for everyone that's been waiting here, including the staff, my guests, my co-host, all
no
the people
deal.
That are watching. Zach's just given up on me being on time for this show.
Whatever. It's just extra time I get to relax.
It's how do you not care? I would be so angry at me.
You are. I was 20 minutes late to your house a few weeks ago. You called me three times. I've spent more time waiting for Lewis than I've spent hanging out with Lewis in my life.
Yeah. I slept over the night before.
Listen to me. We have an incredible show planned today. Let's really quickly, let's introduce our guests. You know her from the Shady Shit podcast.
That's right.
Casey Balsham's here.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about the bomb.
And you know, from the boys cast, the great Ryan Long is here.
Happy to be here with the squad.
Hell yeah. I'm relaxed now. I'm feeling better. We have a great show planned. We have a lot to talk about. We're going out to Philly tonight. Right, Zach?
It's going to be fun, Bubba.
It's sold out yet?
I think it was close.
Right? It must be. Going to be a lot of fun. If you guys aren't coming out to Philly tonight, you fucked up.
Mandate lifted in Pennsylvania.
Is mandate lifted? Mm-hmm. Are they lifting these mandates?
Gay marriage is legal now?
I think so.
Are they lifting these mandates? When is New York being lifted?
We're lifted.
Well, you got to go on a few
well,
mandates.
Well, we're lifted of masks inside.
No, not the vaccine mandate isn't lifted, though.
Oh, no, vaccine mandate.
No, we want to get rid of
well,
the vaccine.
Well, in other parts of New York, just not New York City.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. It's a wild thing here. All right, look, let's do our plugs. And then let's get into our fucking show today. We have an incredible show. I have a lot to talk about. Okay. We're getting into the metaverse, finally.
Nice.
Finally, guys. We're getting into the metaverse, okay? But Ryan, what do you have to plug?
The Manoverse is all I have to plug. I finally announced the release of my special March 7th at youtube.com/RyanLongComedy.
That's sick.
Yeah, and the boys, guys.
Oh, and by the way, dude, I got your message. Yes, obviously.
Cool?
Yeah, obviously. Fuck you, thanks. Obviously.
Asked him to fucking...
Gay sex. He just wanted me to fuck him right in his asshole.
I was about to say, He's like, dude, my special
was so good. Will you please fuck me in my ass? Well, yes,
and
I will.
Louis Edwards was, yes, of course, obviously. Yes, dude, obviously. I've got, I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago March 3rd through the 5th. And yeah, I got the Shady Shit podcast that comes out every Friday. So check it out.
Love it. Love it. Zach Amico.
Hey, if you're in the Philadelphia area, not only are we there tonight, I'm there on Friday with my new movie, Shakespeare Shitstorm at Philomoka. And check out my new cartoon, Foolishly Ghoulish. I've got two episodes up on YouTube now. Six more coming.
Very funny.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, great stuff. Go watch Foolishly Ghoulish. The great Lewis Tuck, who was the writer and producer of the Real Ass Dude cartoon. Also Karen Feehan's Karen Sucks cartoon.
Yeah, I'm having a great time doing it. And thank you guys for watching it.
Oh, that guy's great.
He's really awesome. Fun. Yeah, really fun. He's very funny. Funny writer, too. He helps write it. He helps shape everything. It's not just him animating it. Lots of stuff coming up, guys. This weekend, I will be Comics at Mohegan Sun, the 24th through the 26th. Come the fuck out. We're going to gamble. I'm going to lose all my money this weekend, so come witness that, please. March 4th and 5th, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Then March 25th and 26th, I'll be out on Long Island at Governor's and Brokerage. April, I don't have all my dates in April up on the website yet, but I have a bunch coming up. I'm going to be with Big J in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be in Niagara Falls with Rich Voss and Robert Kelly. And then at the end of the month, I will be at Zany in Chicago. So lots of stuff coming up. My May is filling up as well. June's filling up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all those shows. As they become available, I put them up on the website. Make sure you guys subscribe to all of the shows here on Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. If you guys want the premium service, that unlocks the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. There's 808 episodes of the Real Ass Podcast alone. You only get 20 on iTunes or YouTube. All those other episodes are behind the paywall. You got to pay for them, but it is such a great deal because you get this show, you get Legion of Skanks, you get Yo MMA Rap, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. There's 21 shows on the network. They're all fucking incredible, so support us. It is really, really important that you get that premium service, so make sure you use that promo code RAP for the 7-day free trial. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/BRRattlesnake, and yeah, check out my other pods, obviously Legion of Skanks and Yo MMA Rap, where me and Dave Smith break down the last week in the world of mixed martial arts in a hilarious way. Alright, that was good. April 12th, Skankfest tickets are on sale. I'm not even going to promote it. I don't even need to.
Yeah.
Don't even need to. That's where they're out. They're out.
Yeah, don't come. You're not invited.
Let me tell you something, dude.
Good luck getting tickets.
You try and get a fucking ticket.
Try. Good luck.
Is this for New York?
This is for Vegas.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
Skankfest Vegas. Yeah, it's happening.
That will be so
fun. October 14th through 16th. And it's going to be fucking wild. We're doing crazy shit. They're out there measuring shit right now. Bobby Hutch is in Vegas with the team right now. This is where I'm at in my life. I said, you guys go. It was a boss move to not go. And I was like, no, you guys go do that. You guys go to Vegas and fucking measure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, last time you had, you know, Christina and those guys were out there.
Yeah, no, They're all out there now.
When I went to Austin to perform there, Rebecca, they were working hard. They had charts and graphs up. They were moving.
No, they don't fuck around, dude. It really is. It's a much bigger festival than I think people realize. Not in terms of like how big it is. I'm talking about in terms of how much goes into it behind the scenes.
No one has any clue. They're like, oh, there's a bunch of guys. They throw it together. No, they had all the lineups up, and they're like, you know what? This person's too much here.
They storyboard everything.
That's too much of this comic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was all Ryan Long. It was like, too much Ryan, too much Ryan. More Ryan over here. Look, we have an incredible show to get to right now. I want to talk about, what is this metaverse? I don't even understand the metaverse. Can anybody explain the metaverse to me? Is this my understanding, which I invented the metaverse, by the way, years ago. I should point this out.
You're talking about the metaverse,
no,
right?
Keep calling it the metaverse. You know Bernie Madoff? It's like his estate.
Yeah.
You say metaverse, I say metaverse.
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 It's like that's the same people that say Omicron instead of Omicron. It's
Meta.
Omicron and Meta.
Potato, patata.
All right.
Patata.
Whatever you want to do.
I'm saying patata.
It's your show. Okay?
I like how you're bringing up the metaverse like it's, you know, like topical. You go, we've got to talk. This was a year ago.
The metaverse. The metaverse is a thing. I don't
know. I actually don't even understand. What I've been like, this is not something I'm going to fucking even look into. Is it?
As a man who loses a lot of money in the crypto space, I feel I'm able to talk about this.
I don't even want to think about my crypto right now. It's fucking infuriating.
I mostly lose money on all platforms.
It's psychotic, whatever's going on with crypto. All these people that said, put all your money in crypto, where is it? Where's the fucking profits?
I know.
They have it.
What is going on?
Well, the
right
good
now?
News is you lose money on the other things you put your money into.
I need to just, I know that racist comedy is a clear-cut path to victory here, and all these other things are just distractions, including the metaverse.
No, they do. They take too much time. But the
Shannon, I want to see a video describing what is the metaverse. Just a quick video.
Well, Facebook got fucking killed because they put a crazy bet into the metaverse, and they put I can't imagine how many billions of dollars. But this was their new, hey, Facebook's going to own this space,
the metaverse.
Yeah, and most people were not, it was not well received by Wall Street, that's for sure.
Well,
Oculus, is that in the metaverse?
Yeah, well, Oculus, this is the problem. No one really gives a shit about, you know, everyone gets an Oculus and they go, that was fun. You go,
For 2 days, literally, everyone enjoys it.
Literally. It was like, we had COVID and we're like, let's get an Oculus. And then we got over COVID and we're like, what the fuck are we going to do with this Oculus?
Yeah, it's you know what it's really cool, the Oculus for? If you have a party, you have, like,
it's a party
over,
trick,
you
yeah.
You put it out on a table, and then a few people that have never fucked with the Oculus before.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
They go, oh, this is fucking great. And then they go and buy an Oculus that they never use. And they put it out on a coffee table for their friends to play with.
Although,
that's the whole business model of Oculus.
Truly. Our friend just said that he does his whole workout by putting, like, weights on his wrists and doing the lightsaber or whatever, the saber beats.
Yeah. I bet your friend is a fat loser.
No, he's not fat.
He's a fucking dork.
No, I don't.
No, this guy's fucking sick, dude.
No, but I was like,
this guy gets laid a lot.
Listen, if that's like a someone like me who's not going to go to a gym and like fucking lift weights like I'm a dude or something like that, I think it'd be more fun to do it that way. So there's if you're looking for something to do with your Oculus.
I don't think that that's a great way to exercise. I feel like if you are trying to fucking get in shape by holding weights and playing Beat Saber. You're doing it wrong.
Why?
Firstly, you're just working your shoulders, to be honest with you. That's it. You're not getting in. I mean, you'll sweat a little bit.
I like shoulders.
Yeah.
Good shoulders.
Well, it's not
going
to take off until it's really normalized to work your wrists, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Legitimately, that's the only way that... Because, you know, they call it stickiness, but that's what it is. It's everyone gets one, no one. And they're big. Like, there's no, you know, they're like, oh, we could do work meetings. I go, I don't want to be, if I had a normal job, I wouldn't want to have a fucking Oculus on. So first of all, they have to turn it into glasses. But
it'll be there. They'll get there eventually.
They'll get there. Snoop Dogg owns half the metaverse right now. He's buying all the property.
What is the metaverse?
I know. Well, also, like, because now Facebook goes by
Big
Meta.
World.
Is it the same thing? You said Facebook was interested.
Meta's the parent company that owns
Facebook. Meta, and then, but the metaverse, they're different things.
What does this have to do with Spider-Man?
So Spider-Man will be in there. The metaverse
he's in both
is just,
worlds.
Okay, think of the internet. That's the... You know,
Web
internet world,
right? Web 2.0, is that what they're saying? It's like social media and all that.
Yeah,
shit?
But the metaverse isn't the blockchain, but it's all like intertwined. But
the
just
I
think
hate
about.
It. I hate it. All right, you know, pause.
Yeah, you just put
all
the
right,
fucking.
So we're
thing
in
on.
The Tosh.0.
Pause for a second, okay? Show me this video, Shannon. That's going to explain very quickly and easily what is the metaverse. This is me, actually.
Itself with a new name to focus on the metaverse. South Korean millennials and Gen Z are also gathering in virtual alternative worlds.
I fucking hate it.
The term metaverse is fast becoming a buzzword in tech and business.
See, it's fast becoming a buzzword.
Yeah,
I just picked up on this trend.
So you could just
Here's
become
Reuters
a
Elizabeth
character.
Howcroft.
So the word metaverse is quite a broad term.
Look at this ugly bitch.
It refers to
Sorry.
Online spaces.
In the metaverse, she's a dime, though.
Dude, she's so hot in the metaverse.
She's a fucking smoke show.
Jesus Christ, put some fucking cucumbers on your eyes, bitch.
She's been wearing Oculus for 9 years straight.
That's probably true.
Tell us about it, Pete Davidson eyes.
You're telling your chick, you go, hey, maybe it's time you took a
Take the fucking glasses off your face, you fucking weird bug-eyed
put
bitch.
Put some makeup on. She's like, I have makeup on. In the real world!
What are you talking about? I own me a makeup company in the metaverse.
Would you give yourself a nice piece in the metaverse?
No, dude, I wouldn't want to fucking.
You go perfectly to scale.
Let me tell you something. The size of my piece is part of what drives me. You know, seeing how people have big dick energy?
Yeah,
I have a slightly below average size dick energy, but that drives you to be better.
So if you got in the metaverse, you gave yourself some big hog, you'd just be chilling. You wouldn't
do
anything.
I'd be lazy, dude. I'd be, this is my black people.
No, no. Cut your grass.
Let me not get racist, but.
your grass
though,
is.
According to you, that's the only thing that is successful.
I'm just saying, dude, if black people didn't have such big dicks, they'd work a little bit harder. I'll say it. I'll say it right now
you
on the show.
Say it.
I'll say it.
I will say right on the show now that I don't work hard at all.
Jen, play this fucking British bitch. Go ahead.
Massive way than a traditional website. This could be through the use of virtual reality, so wearing a VR headset. But people also use the term metaverse to refer to virtual environments where you have an avatar.
Things are also heavy.
A cartoon person representing yourself, and you can walk around and interact with.
Okay, so is there a game that you go to the metaverse and chill in?
There's a bunch of
more. Have you ever played The Sims?
No.
But you know what The Sims is.
I know what it is, but that's sort of...
That makes sense to you, right?
It's sort of all what this is, right? So it's like they've interconnected social media, virtual reality.
Okay, do you know how... You know an NFT, how you can... Like, you know how an NFT you can... Own the picture?
Yeah.
Like you get that, right? So you could own this house in the metaverse.
In the metaverse. Right.
But it's, you know, the more, let's say in the metaverse, when everyone puts their Oculus on, everyone goes to this one comedy club in the metaverse. You can own that, and the extent to which everyone goes to it, it is real now.
And they have to pay a fee.
They can. But like you said, there's all these different things. Like you could, for example, make it so you go to a store and buy something, and then it gets delivered to your house
is
in real
it
time.
All, is it all, I want to do it. I want to do it. I'm
but
saying,
you can also do it on the internet.
How do I do it? How do I go to? I want to go to the metaverse and fucking high five and rape somebody. They say you can rape in the metaverse.
And people
they
were saying they're getting their
they're
ass
saying
grabbed.
That it's fucking out there.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yeah. I was a big girls are saying
some stupid bitch said she was sexually assaulted
some
in the metaverse.
Some dude in India is just fucking rocking out in the metaverse.
I want to get down to my bus. I own this bus planet. In the metaverse.
I want to leave this planet. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, but you can also just take the goggles off.
Yeah.
You could.
Like, what? You're like, just pop them off.
Yeah, well, how, that lady that got molested in the metaverse, how tight were her goggles? I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's true.
No, so, like, I saw a thing that, like, Amazon's gonna do, where you're basically, it's an Amazon grocery store, and you walk around it with the headset on, and you shop like you're at the store,
and then that
but everything
goes
that goes in your cart comes to your house.
I invented this, and I mean,
you don't
maybe,
understand it.
Maybe 15 years ago, I invented this. I said, I invent all these things. I invented fucking.
The thing is that I kind of believe
that's,
you.
Really no, that's literally that. Ali G.
I
when
really
they go
believe you.
Hover boats. He goes, I was saying that they should have one of those.
Talkie, I'm telling you, I invented this. Maybe even 20 years ago. Okay, and I was like, it's going to be a game where you go in and you're like, you know, but you'll do your shopping, you'll do everything, and it'll show up to you in the real. I said this. And I invented it.
You think they heard you?
I said it into my universe. I don't know if the metaverse picked up on it.
I think that you bugged, yeah.
Yeah.
In between the wave of zombies and demons to shoot down, I was hanging out next to Big Bro 442 waiting for our next attack. Suddenly, Big Bro 442's disembodied helmet faced me dead on. His floaty hand approached my body, and he started to virtually rub my chest. Stop, I cried. This goaded him on. Realized dude of the week. What's his name?
Big Bro 42.
Big Bro 442. Real ass dude of the week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad.
I hate all those people.
One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
So they just need to invent a metaverse game where you take a shower holding your knees and crying.
Oh my God.
But when I'm playing Warzone and I have an avatar. Am I in the metaverse?
No, because that's not
fair
part
question.
Of the avatar. No, it's not.
I buy clothing for him.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's the same principle, but that real estate isn't actually in the metaverse. That's its own
that's
separate.
That's a game.
So if I wanted to right now, and I'm sorry. If
those could
are,
be,
if
though.
If people are listening to this and they hate it, maybe they're interested. I think I represent the everyman. And I think most
to
people
to not understand
think,
what the fuck it is?
No.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. I think we're all on the same page
I
here.
I have no
right
idea.
Now.
Yeah, but you don't need to understand what the internet is. Like, it's imagine having this conversation 30 years ago. So you go, what? And then it doesn't matter. It'll just be obvious. You go, you put the thing
it'll,
on, the things
yes,
are there.
Right. But what I'm saying is right
that's
now,
like
if I wanted
Tommy
to go to the metaverse, how do I enter the metaverse?
You put the goggles on.
I have the goggles.
But yeah, but is it one? Because all the games seem to be like 30 or something.
Is it a game? Is it a place?
You put the goggles and you're there, bro.
No, that's not true.
When you put on the goggles, you are just kind of in this weird hotel lobby. And then the only thing.
Yeah, is that the metaverse?
What? I don't think
there's
so.
Different ones.
Is Oculus the metaverse? I don't know.
That's basically Facebook's world that they're trying to create. And the reason for that is Facebook wants to be the essentially marketplace for all of these transactions. Other places don't love that, right? Like that's why they're putting all this money in. They go, hey, everyone's going to be doing all this stuff the same way that, you know, Google owns essentially the infrastructure of the internet, a big part.
Right.
Facebook's like, we'll own the infrastructure of this, you know, virtual reality.
But how much of it is it like almost like self-fulfilling and they're trying to be like, hey, this is a real thing. And
it's a little bit like that. And, it was a little bit like crisis management on Facebook's, you know, lack of growth and stuff like that to be. And, you know, people would make the argument that because when things were doing really good, you can kind of be, you know, we're going to be you can sort of sell a dream a little more.
Of course.
And when the stock market's doing not so good, it's harder to sell a dream. People are looking more at fundamentals.
Well, Facebook was becoming obsolete, like, pretty quickly. Like, nobody was talking about
their business
Facebook.
Still is a fucking money printer.
No, I know, yeah. I know. But it was, I think they had to shift a little bit to sort of create something unique in the space for themselves.
Yeah.
I still don't understand it. Thank you, Ryan, for trying to make me understand it. If I go home and put my Oculus on, am I in the metaverse? I don't know.
There is.
I'm trying to rape.
There is.
Porn's going to solve all of it.
Shannon has an answer.
There's
okay. Rape!
There's one called Horizon Worlds, which is available on the Oculus Quest 2 VR headset that you can access now. I believe it's in beta version. But you can access
Meta.
It's
the meta beta.
Also, there is
a beta verse.
Meta beta.
There's one beta that you could access on a computer as long as you have like a good operating system, and it's called Decentraland. And you have to like connect your credit card to it. But
that being said, I'm doing a show on Decentraland tonight.
Are you really?
Tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
You are?
But I am, yeah.
You see, you're
but the, it's fucking
you have an avatar.
Rob Mayhew's thing, actually.
Of course it would be. It's such that fucking scam
him and
artist.
Morrison. Yeah, they're all over
it. Do it with the Oculus?
No. They just stream it on Decentraland because, you know, it's kind of, I think.
Do people come in with their Metaverse goggles and watch you?
I think that's a good question. I think that what happened is you can just watch it on the blockchain in a decentralized space where the government can't take it down and these big tech sensors.
Gotham was doing a VR show for a bit where like they had a comedy club where we did it in the club, but it was broadcast in like
there's open mics in the Oculus like place
like
you can walk
around.
Oh, I know. I've heard.
Decentraland operates on the Ethereum blockchain.
Thank you, Shannon.
Do you know what's funny? Because in real life, if someone starts an open mic and some people were watching the game, that ruins your night or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in the metaverse, no one's being held hostage at open mic.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're sitting there and they're not doing an open mic now, you go, yep, boop, boop, I'm in a different bar now.
Dude, I'm going to rape everyone in that open mic. I'm going to become the Louis C.K. of the metaverse comedians.
You have to make your
I'm just
avatar
regular,
like
my dick's just fucking out regularly. I'm just fucking, I'm going to beat my
Lewis
fucking
has run out of bad female comedians in the real world. He's like Freddy Krueger. He has to cross realms.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, is it illegal to rape in the metaverse? Because I want to create, not only do I want to rape, I want to encourage others to rape.
It might be considered harassment.
I bet it's not illegal, but I bet they would try and ban you.
They could try, they'll never catch me. In the metaverse, I can fly.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll ban your IP.
That is what's scary when stuff starts taking it in the metaverse, and then they go, yeah, you're banned from the metaverse, and all your friends are sitting there with goggles on, you just have to stand beside them.
Yeah.
Then you gotta go back to touching asses in the real world.
Yeah, but everyone's got the goggles on.
Yeah. By the time they realize it.
you're grabbing acid for the metaverse.
I'm going to enter the metaverse tonight. I have my Oculus. I'm going to bring it with me to Philly, and we're going to try to go enter the metaverse and see how much we can hurt people.
Godspeed.
Sexually. I don't think that's a problem. I don't even.
It's not real.
It's not real.
No, I know. I hate every part of the woman that was like, he touched my. I hate every part of it. I think it's so silly.
I'm gonna go down on her against her will.
But so is there private?
You're gonna pull
parts?
A Mike Tyson. I'm Meta Mike Tyson.
Are there private?
You're
parts,
Meta Tyson.
Though? Like, do you have real nipples?
No.
Or do you have real? Like, is there real penises and stuff like that? That's what. Like, I'm just
I fucking hope so,
dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
in
if
the
you
metaverse,
were to, like,
I have 12 cocks.
If you.
Each one larger
See,
than
that,
the last.
That I find more funny than just somebody that's coming up to a fucking
suck my clock.
They each point.
Suck my clock. It just seems so fucking ridiculous.
So essentially, the Metaverse is a game on Oculus. Why don't people just say that?
Well, it's not because
you're not playing anything. Grow into you're just bigger. Walking
Do you remember
around,
how
right?
3 years ago, no one at work did Zoom meetings, and now there's a million people working from home, and they all do Zoom meetings?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, imagine you had your goggles on, and those Zoom meetings was now you putting the goggles on, and you're all sitting in your boardroom.
Yeah.
I hate it.
So stuff like, but that's not a game. Like, there's, you know, they're trying to make it functional.
Everyone listening to this podcast right now is in a boardroom. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, it was trashing my own podcast.
Yeah, that's a bit of a Norm tribute.
Okay, let's move on. This all came from Shannon. The story about we never got into the
pedoverse.
Story. No. It is the pedoverse.
Just kids.
Wait, so, is there really?
Yeah, there's one pedoverse, and this is actually not by Facebook. This is by Twitter. it was Jack Dorsey.
The Metaverse app.
MySpace is coming out with the pedo.
There's a Metaverse app that will allow users as young as 13 years old into virtual reality strip club rooms. Shannon, give me some more information about this.
As patrons or employees?
Yes, as patrons.
I think that's an important thing to signify.
No, she said as patrons.
Yeah, because there aren't any rules right now. And it says it's exposing children to grooming, sex, racism, and rape threats. I found a video.
The strip club rules.
But so then there are real boobies then. If it's a strip club, then there's got to be real.
Can we see? Is there images?
Real boobies, yes.
Please. Let's see what the strip club looks like. Those are
tits. It's like Grand Theft Auto boobs.
So this is from one guy's Oculus. He's showing you what it looks like.
He's got tits. Oh, those are real tits.
So there's tits.
This is at the strip club.
I mean, look, in this strip club, can we just take our panties off? Why are we, what are we doing? Strippers never look that good. Oh, what a pig. Oh, what a pig!
This is going to hurt the strip industry if people can just get this at home. Nobody's going to go to
Well, here's
anymore.
The thing. This isn't actually... Like, cartoon
Why
strippers
Why does this black
aren't.
Guy make his avatar white?
But are you kidding me? Like,
it's a fantasy world.
Yeah. Because he wanted to be allowed in.
But people will jack off to this, obviously.
It's crazy. Well, here's the thing. Virtual reality porn is substantially...
That guy is jacking off. Look at the way he's moving. He's like this.
Virtual reality porn is substantially better than this. VR porn rules. It's actually really good.
Yeah, VR porn's sick.
So those are his little hands.
I wouldn't get into...
I would make it 3 minutes into this before I tried to hit her.
Well, VR porn's a real person. That's a weird pixelated thing with boobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so why would
that's
I...
Real,
would...
That's another real character? The lady dancing?
That's a good question.
That's
do they
saying,
have
like,
to have someone in the? Do they
like attached
they,
to the? Little
No, they're gonna
things.
Have a factory of just like Indian dudes for their strippers.
What are they called?
All their cubicles being strippers NPC. In the metaverse.
What
NPC? I believe they are.
Yeah, yeah, non-playable characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
yeah.
want to touch my bobs?
Why does he talk? Why does she talk like that?
Okay, you should be able to rape the non-playable characters. That is a fucking compromise that I think everyone
yeah, they're not,
can get behind.
They're not
on.
Non-rapeable characters.
Nobody is. It's not a person. It's a non-playable character, and then you. It's almost like the purge that you get it out of your system.
Well, that's Grand Theft Auto right now.
Yeah.
Wait, can you? What's happening?
Stop fucking the table.
Well. We have mic issues here because the studio's falling apart.
Wow. All right.
Wait, can you rape people in Grand Theft Auto?
No. Well, I mean, technically, you can have sex with a hooker and take the money back. And by hookers who do comedy who we've met before, that is rape.
Yeah. According to comedian
hookers, if you agree to a certain amount of money.
And then you take that.
And then you short them.
Mm.
That is rape.
Okay.
I mean, I would say that it's on the spectrum.
I think it's theft.
I think
you're the one who made your vagina a commodity.
I think it's on the spectrum. Well, she's agreeing to give you her pussy for a certain term, right? Which, whatever, I think that a person has a right to say, whether it's pay me, take me to dinner, I just want to suck your cock, whatever. It doesn't matter, right?
No, but if I say, we're not looking for a relationship, and we get out, and the girl goes, actually, I am, I go, I was raped.
It's on the spectrum, yeah. It's on the spectrum of sexual assault, yes.
We're survivors.
Yeah, you are a survivor. No, I would say that it is on the spectrum of sexual assault because she's agreeing. It's like if you, like how much you consider like, but it's not coercion, but like lying to get in a girl's pants, how much you consider that like I don't consider
that rape.
I don't consider it rape, but how wrong?
You're the one lying.
How on the spectrum of the rape scale? Like, let's say,
I don't think it's on that
at all. Like, completely lying. Like, say,
no, because you didn't. Yeah,
I think if you though say that you have a condom on and you don't, that is like
awesome.
No, no.
The way I come.
I feel like that is definitely on a spectrum.
What do they
as
call
well.
That again?
Ghost. Doggy style.
Ghost, yeah.
They call it ghosting.
That's called turning off the lights.
California yeah. made it the illegal, the first state to make it illegal to yeah. ghost a chick.
Yeah.
So that's why I will never go there again. No. Yeah, no.
So I feel like that's a form of lying. I feel like if you lie to be like, oh no, I really like you, and then you have
to me that's a lot different than I actually work at the bank and
yeah,
I'm homeless.
Like that oh, yeah. If you're homeless, if you comes up that you're homeless, that is fucking disgusting. But if it's just like, oh, I like you, and then they have sex, and then you don't like her, like that's fine. But
if it's a complete lie, like let's say a guy
like
fucking,
he's married or something.
I mean, it could be like a fraud situation, but the sex still wasn't rape.
That's not rape. I'm just saying, does it register at all as sexual deviancy? Nothing to you.
Well, you're saying it's like a moral, yeah. I mean,
I don't think I'm trying to think if I've ever.
Are we sure it's
lately.
Ghosting? I feel like
no, it's
I,
not.
It's no, it's not.
Stealthing.
Stealthing.
Thank you. Yeah,
stealthing.
Ghosting is just stopping answering somebody's calls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Stealthing.
Well, Louis, you were the girl pretended to be British.
Yeah.
So you were raped.
She pretended to be British.
She pretended to have a British accent the whole night. She was just drunk at a bar with her friends being like, I bet I can convince these idiots that I'm British.
See, I like
also,
that.
And you smashed?
Yeah.
Pretty funny. You're waking in the morning like, gotcha. You're like, you don't care.
People fall
no,
for
No, it was
accents.
Weirder than that.
I would
though,
fall
no,
for
no.
a guy.
Cheerio, bitch.
She wasn't that cute. She wasn't that cute.
I'll be a knob.
And because she had a British accent, it kind of made her cuter. Like I was like, all right. Like
she knows that. We yeah. all know that.
So she's doing this
Vice
whole thing.
Versa for
and
guys.
She had a story about how she was in town for like the summer. It was like the end of the summer. And
she on
like,
holiday?
I'm on holiday. No, she was on like an internship.
Okay.
And she was like, I'm going back to England. And then, you know, we were at the bar, we're drinking or whatever. We're at the Village Idiot, this shitty bar.
Yeah, yeah.
This fucking, one of the worst bars in New York City. And I go back to her friend's place and we hook up. And then at the end of it, she goes, she tells me, she like breaks the accent. She just breaks the character.
Did she have the accent during sex still?
The whole night. She's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. It's so beautiful. This is really a great night. Dude, and then literally she's
toss
like,
me around, why don't you?
Yeah, she goes, she was like, yeah, my name's Francine. I'm from New Jersey.
You reckon I slob your knob?
Yeah. And then it turns out she went one further. And then she told me that I took her virginity.
Stop.
She was a virgin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then I had this girl who now instead of living across the world from me, now I had a girl 30 minutes from me that I took her virginity, some fucking four.
I mean, intern should have been the first. I mean, like, was she like 19?
Yeah, they don't let British people be interns.
Maybe 21, 22,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Wink, wink, wink.
She was at a bar, Casey.
Listen,
that means she was 21.
I was at bars when I was 16.
What are
Whoa.
You talking about?
Hey, you shut
Come
your
on.
Fucking face.
You was at a bar.
You fucking Nazi.
I'm not a snitch.
This is a predator. Stop trying to flip the tables.
There should be two defenses. If you didn't know she was young. Officer, we met at a bar. Officer, she had a tattoo.
She had a belly ring.
You're supposed to be 18 for those.
Yeah, you can't get an eyebrow ring within being 21.
I think you can get piercings under 17, though.
By yourself? 18. Not without your parents? I think you get a tattoo with your parents' permission in most states.
I got my dick pierced at 16.
Yeah.
I went to an illegal place on St. Mark's.
You went to an illegal place.
And an African dude had, it was a sunglass thing. And he pulled the door back, and there was a secret piercing parlor behind it.
You got your dick pierced at one of those places?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It was just a surface piercing. It wasn't through the head.
Also, piercing a 16-year-old dick's funny for that guy.
Yeah. He goes, you have to. It was an African dude. He goes, you have to pull it out more. And I went, it doesn't come out anymore. He goes, oh.
The fact you have to pull your dick out is a hilarious way to describe it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be, in court, something not good for that guy. If they go, hey, did you just touch a 16-year-old's dick?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah,
that guy can't. That can't be legal.
I could see how maybe that is why, like, you can't pierce like private parts when somebody's underage.
You know, you're not supposed to get any piercing underage. It's 18.
No, with your parents' permission, I think.
No, but I mean by yourself.
But look up New York. Can you get your clip pierced under 18 with your parents' permission?
I feel like I have my. I think I my friend. Because
I'm figuring out a
way. Pierce.
I'm figuring out a loophole right now to touch some 16-year-old pussies.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna get my piercing.
That's
license.
For the metaverse. That's for the, you no, no, become the, a metaverse for the clip piercer.
Let's go
for the Lewisverse.
What is it, Shannon? Can you get your clip pierced under 18 with your parents' permission?
Hold on, I'm trying to find the.
Imagine going to your dad and being like, Dad, I need to get my clip pierced.
I need you to accompany me.
Yeah.
I actually just looked this up the other day in Maryland because it's 16 in Maryland.
16 to get your clip pierced.
You can get anything pierced with a parent's permission in Maryland at 16.
Wow.
Yikes. I'm trying to find New York.
That can't be legal to pierce some 16-year-old's tits.
Oh, no. So in New York, it says it's illegal to tattoo minors under the age of 18 regardless of parental consent.
What about a clip piercing, Shannon?
It's any piercing. In New York. You
said
can't.
Tattoo. She said tattoo.
Oh, just kidding.
You're right, though. That is a huge loophole in those places.
Yeah.
Oh, but then again, maybe some of those places, 16 is the legal age of consent.
Yeah, legal age. You could probably just which touch a 16-year-old pussy if you really want to and go. If you don't need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, the guy, you're kind of like, you didn't have to do all this.
It's like, dude, you got a piercing license, got a job, waited for a 16-year-old to come in with her father.
Payday.
It was a seven-year wait, a seven-year process.
Advertised at the school for years.
So it's 16, but they have a list of what they can pierce, and it's all like, yeah, ears, lip, nose,
okay,
tongue.
Lip, nice.
Yeah, nothing lower than the belly button.
All right.
Mm. But boobs then?
I doubt it.
Nipples?
No, that's not here.
All right, perverts, you're back to square one. You got to go be a pedicurist.
All right, really quickly, we're talking to fans of the show who are over the age of 21. We got to tell you about our favorite new sponsor, which is Mipod.com. That's Mipod.com. Now, look, these products do contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical, so you guys should know that. Don't start vaping, but if you guys are vaping or if you're smoking, this is a great alternative to maybe what you're already using.
Yep, and from the people around the office, I've heard the Mipod has a great pull, great flavors. They like the feel of the device. So if you're into it, they actually have a lot of different options. The new Mipod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. You can refill it with any vape juice flavor that you prefer. It's got a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design. They also have disposable vapes available, and they actually have one that has 6,500 puffs. And for those of you that are wondering, yes, they do have some 420 options as well. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And lastly, Mipod has fast shipping with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love Mipod. And make sure you guys go to Mipod.com, Mipod.com, and use the promo code RAP to save 20% off your entire order. Okay, where were we? All right, so what about this teen dating app? This is a weird thing. There's an app that came out. Just for teens to date each other.
Really? Is it like 13 to
13 to 16, right,
yeah.
Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's called Yubo, Y-U-B-O. And it's a popular social media app that's made for, dating, which seems crazy.
Man, life would have been so easier now in that regard. If you were 16,
I bet you clean up on social media apps with your pretty eyes. You make me sick. I want to punch you right in the fucking mouth.
For it.
Ooh.
You're not on apps?
Well, apps? Yeah, no.
He's in a relationship, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get a girlfriend.
He's a completely faithful, completely faithful relationship.
Sound happy.
Right now. I love her. Doggy.
I do every now and then get like a fairly gross nude.
Like a DM?
Yeah, but okay. Never that hot. Usually pretty gross.
No, I joined all the dating apps.
Like inside?
It's boobs and things.
Me and my chick broke up just to, for my own ego.
Back on the apps?
Let me join.
Are you on Raya?
No.
Can you be on the important guy app?
I
that's how you want to cruise through.
I'm on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, all these.
The regulars.
And it's just, I thought it was going to make me feel good. And I've talked about this plenty of times. Every time I'm single, I do this. I'm like, oh, it's going to be better this time. As I get older, obviously, I'm going to match with even better looking people. Nope. All fat black chicks. All of them. Every time.
Really?
All fat
black chicks. Black chicks like you?
Big fat
that's
ones.
That's who matches with them.
Big fat ones that have a similar face to me.
Did you go for it?
No.
One? Not being test the water?
No, I'm just... racist.
No, I feel like you go out enough though, Lewis. Like you're on the road and like you're doing things. You're gonna
I need to hit the
like,
open mics like and can, give some people some advice.
No, I feel like you can meet people in real life.
I know you're right, and that's why I don't need to. And if I'm going to be meeting people from these apps, they are ugly women, and I do not want to meet ugly women.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
I did way better DMing girls out of the blue than using the apps.
What was your What was your DMing girls out of the blue? What is that?
That's got like a high success rate. That's what Ralph does.
Yeah.
What are you? What's your?
I actually
most people meet from DMs.
What's your game?
They do on that.
Really? I don't. Yeah. I would legitimately pick a place. I mean, I would do it. It would be kind of like funny. Like I'd be with my friends and we'd all kind of do this. But I would pick
this predatory behavior was hilarious.
Well, instead of it's like a group of people like sitting around at their house. Swiping through Tinder or whatever,
yeah.
We would pick places that hot girls go to.
Oh, like the locations?
Like, let's say, like a fancy clothing store or like a coffee shop or a Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Or a, you know, or like, abortion like a, clinic, right? Like they hashtag them.
Like an Instagrammable restaurant in like
and then, yeah,
or something.
The, you know, this park that the hot girls go to.
I think you told me about this. Yeah.
And then you would look at, then you'd click the hashtag
and go to recent.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or and top.
Then you click the girl and be like, I don't know, like, yo.
Yo, just I'm right behind you.
Just yo.
Yo, I'm following you in Central Park right now.
We are so easy. Somebody says yo to us and we're like, hello.
You gotta
you
have
love
some
me.
Flair. You go, yo, you look sick. Like, yo, you fucking, yo, your tits are nice.
Yo, I'm watching you right now.
Yo, yo, yeah, such a nice bum.
Big, I love
show
you.
Bob's.
I love your red shoes. What's happening?
You look sick. Do you need medicine?
Yeah.
Yeah. They call me the doctor.
I got something you need.
Yo, you look sick.
You so, say, but, or you lie. You go, I don't know. So crazy. You keep showing up in my Explore feed.
Oh, wow.
I bet that works better. I bet that is one that women
you
would be like,
showing up
what?
In my Explore feed.
Yeah, because like, it's a backwards compliment where they're like, I'm
is.
Popular.
And Doggy, then in
every
our
time
crazy.
I follow a hot chick back, I feel like a rapist. Like, because the hot chicks will follow me, and then like I'm like, I can't. Like, it's so transparent. If I just follow her because she's a hot chick, and I see Big J follows her. Fucking, you
that's
see,
the
you,
worst.
You see, you know who the fucking creeps are.
Yeah,
well, hot
you
chicks
really
know that
it.
They're hot. Like, of that's why they're following other guys.
No,
so
but
like,
it is. That's my favorite thing
like my
ever.
Is
some hot chick with no followers follows you. You click on the profile, nine other comedians don't follow
her. Yeah, I'm trying to let's call out some names. Who are the comics that follow hot chicks? Big J's one of them, for sure.
My favorite is when it's a clear fake.
I bet it's just. I bet Justin Silver probably follows a couple people.
Maybe. Ooh, Skankfest submissions.
Now you look at
through March 31st.
Old Facebook. It used to be person with three followers. You know what I mean? And like the only idiots falling for this were like people you know.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of. Because you got to find just who's a hot chick.
But I will say about like the Explore page thing, just as like a girl and like what our crazy brain would do if somebody were like, you keep popping up on my Explore page. And our crazy brain were like, wow, he noticed me. He recognized. Like it would become a thing where it's like, oh, this guy recognized my face a couple different. Like we would already be like, who's going to get the dog?
I'm
like
just,
I would already be like, where are we? Where's our marriage? Where's our wedding going to be? You know, like we would take it to there. To
so you're
like,
saying
this
that
guy
one's pretty
paid.
Good.
I'm saying that one's real good.
That one's good. You showed up on my Explore page.
Yeah, you keep showing
just a random
page.
Girl.
Yeah, totally.
Just
random.
A random girl. You'd yeah. be like, you showed up my Explore page. I don't have your pretty eyes. Well, I'm going to throw coffee at you. You'd be sick.
No, but you have the. I honestly, to be honest, I think the pretty eyes are less important than the pretty 100,000 followers.
That also helps. It doesn't hurt.
Do you have 100,000 now?
Close to.
Or whatever. Yeah, whatever 80, it is. 000. But that the girls look at that probably more
I think
than,
they would look at that.
They'd be like, who is this?
But they can't see that on the apps. It's
they're
just
not
big,
ignoring
fat
you.
Black women.
But if you're on Instagram, that's what I'm saying. You got to DM them on Instagram.
You're using the wrong apps.
For some
reason,
I keep noticing
credit.
You on my Explore page.
I'm going to try
that
this. I'm going to try. But so I just pick a random pretty girl. I
like,
don't follow her.
No, so find like I think he
does
has the right thing
me?
To find. No, find like a popular place, like a restaurant that everybody like hashtag like one of these ones that they take a thing.
Where's a place?
And then look at the girls on there.
But here's the thing, I don't have my superpower of being a comedian that they know.
So then follow.
Yes, you will because you'll be DMing them on Instagram, so they'll be able to see
and
you.
You'll have your superpower of your follower count.
Yes,
but you could also just like follow a bunch of them. And then any of them that follow you back, you start watching stories. Then after three stories, you go, nice.
No, you just do like, you do the
fire emoji.
The falling heart eyes.
Yeah.
That's the move. That's what I, like, honestly, every time I've hooked up with a chick from, like, DMs, it's always been that. Like, and usually she makes the move.
Yeah.
I'll post something, and then she'll put, like, a fire emoji. And I'm like, oh, this bitch wants to suck my cock off my body. If you want to suck my cock off my body, send me a fire emoji. And that's my assumption.
If you find out your chick, like, responds fire emoji to a story, and she's like, I thought it was funny. You're like, no, you might as well. No,
you're
a
fucking you're a fucking whore, and you have AIDS. You need to get tested right now.
Whore.
Do you send fire emojis to men?
I don't. But I don't really send any emojis to anybody on Instagram.
I followed Shannon back when she first started following me. It was the classic tale of I only followed her because she was hot and I wanted to be inside of her.
Nice.
100%.
That's how I break up with girls. I send them the Trump you're fired meme.
See you later.
Yeah, because Shannon tried to get me to do her podcast back in the day, and I was like, yeah, I'll follow this big-titted dummy back. Let's go. Let's party. This girl looks like a... Because, I mean, Shannon, on the surface, your look is that of a retarded, like, you know, Vegas pool girl. Mm-hmm. So I assumed it was, guaranteed.
Yeah, Shannon, I'm not trying to insult you. You don't look like a bartender. You look like the girl with the little test tube shots that walks around.
I was a shot girl at one point. I did
the needles.
Yeah. Not even a shot girl.
Definitely. We're talking about the money in the pouch.
I'm not insulting you.
It's not even a shot girl. It's like the candy shots. Like the ones where they're like no. You gotta, she's gonna break the glasses. You gotta give her fucking just fucking jello shots.
Yeah. Listen, she's not going to the register at closing.
Yeah, you end up trying. You were trying to fuck her. You ended up paying her for multiple years with no sex.
No, zero sex. Yeah. Nothing. Zilch.
Yeah, modern times, modern solutions. You have something to offer, and there's no reason to put that on the apps.
At the time,
I didn't
have any of that. At the time,
no, I mean now.
I was just a comedian that was on the YKWD podcast, and Shannon was attracted to me. She's admitted this. She won't admit it now. She has in the past admitted to me.
She enjoyed what she was seeing.
In her own way, she admitted to me it's, at the time she would have banged.
No, it's you always ask me you compared to other people.
No.
And then that's when I choose you.
Shannon. In the beginning, if I put in a little bit of work when you first met me,
you saw something.
If I put in a little bit of work, I couldn't have smashed.
Lewis, when Shannon, you first met
Shannon.
Me, you took my phone and went through all my pictures.
Yeah.
And that's all I needed to know.
It's a move. I'm flirting with you. Yeah, I'm trying to look for your naked body and react to it in front of you.
That doesn't work for me. Now you know that about me, though. I'm not like, it takes forever for me to like be intimate with somebody. It will never happen.
You have to almost work there for 10 years and then eventually
we got 5 more years to go.
Listen, I've never been wrong. I know when a woman's
attracted. He invented the metaverse.
We're talking to the inventor.
Not
the metaverse, but the metaverse.
The metaverse
is Lewis's thing.
Yes.
The truck from the Cars movies. The Larry the Cable Guy, please.
I'm never wrong when a woman's attracted to me. I get a vibe, and I picked up on a vibe from Shannon when we first met. I don't get that vibe anymore, Shannon. Once in a while, I feel like you do let your guard down, and if I had some Ambien and some alcohol, I could probably.
So if you drugged me,
yes.
Okay.
I will. Okay.
What are we doing?
She's like, Lewis has great instincts. I 100% support Lewis's statement.
He has
great instincts, and he reads people well. And I only know that because one time we were hanging out with a guy comedian that people kind of think is gay, and he walked out of the room, and Lewis was like, "He's gay." He's like, why? He wants to fuck me. He's gave me fuck me energy, like a chick would.
I don't remember who this was.
We'll talk about it later.
Right there. I won't say it. Justin Silver. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Pass it.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Seriously?
All the players. No. Yeah, there's plenty of I have great.
It's not gaydar; it's who wants to fuck you radar.
Yeah,
those apps picks up on it fast.
And because they said that's an old saying. They say a woman decides within 2 minutes of meeting you whether or not they would fuck you. Right? That's like an old.
Yeah, I thought it was like 30 seconds.
Well, she only has 2 minutes.
Bitch, make your decision now.
Tick 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 tick.
The guns to her mom's head.
But I think that could be challenged because you could see somebody and be like, "They're hot. I want to fuck them." And then they could talk, and you could be like, "They're fucking disgusting, and I never want to touch them."
Well, I've been loving the idea that girls, you know, they'll go, oh, you can't tell if a girl's slutty by the way she dresses. But they go, I can tell everything about a guy by his birthday or the way he looks in the first 4 seconds. You go, yeah, but I got no clue if you're a slut with your tits out or a shirt that says I love Jesus. I have no...
First of all, if you just want to know if you're dealing with a retarded woman, if she starts asking you about your birthday and your birth city, it's like, I know you... They all
That's
have
like
that,
50% of us.
They have that stupid book where they're trying to fucking...
No, what you do is you lie and then they go, oh my God, we're that's connected. This. And then you go, yeah, I was
like,
telling
that's
you
that's Hitler's birthday.
I knew you were a Taurus. I absolutely, yeah, I could tell you're giving Taurus stuff. And you're like, bitch, I'm a Gemini. And they're like, I knew that too. like we will, yeah, we'll.
I just gave you all of George Zimmerman's profiles. that's who you matched with.
I always tell them to leave here.
You're a perfect match.
I saw something the other day that made me realize, I don't know if this is a stereotype for girls who definitely fuck, but it has to be. I saw a chick the other day, and I was like, from across the street, I was like, that chick fucks. You ready? Neon-colored dyed hair, and out in public, pajama pants that match her hair.
Oh, yeah.
That chick fucks.
Yeah, trashy fucks.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like the kind of girl that smells like Marlboro Smooth 100s.
White shoes that aren't that white anymore. Yes.
The kind of girl that would walk the track at gym class.
Yeah.
For the entire class and smoke.
She smokes. There's no question she smokes.
Yeah. Just girls who smoke cigarettes in general, I'm assuming I could have anal sex with them the first day I meet them.
Any girl who smokes in their body?
They're just like, just what a fucking absolute trash bag.
Oh my God. I smoked cigarettes for years and that would have never, I've never had that happen. I did, but that would have never happened.
I'm not going to say it.
Girls that smoke.
Never done butt stuff.
Oh, at this point.
Well, we know the information is out.
And it's, I feel like smoking's pretty passe at this point.
I feel like it's back.
Is it back?
Oh,
no, they all vape.
It's a little
But people will vape before they've even smoked cigarettes. But cigarettes are fucking bad. Go to San Francisco. It's
Brooklyn,
here.
Brooklyn, it's big.
People smoke.
It's a cool. I love smoking. It's cool again.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely.
We're all trying to die sooner.
I think it's fun to smoke cigarettes. Like sometimes, if you're like that. But the guy, the girl that smokes a pack a day, that can't be cool.
That's in San Francisco. That's a different type of person. But people do smoke a shit ton there.
Look, I do think it's kind of sexy. Like a fucking tall hot chick, if she's just smoking a cigarette, like I wouldn't want to be with her, and I would kick her out of my car.
Yeah, you see the ramifications. Like you get into their car, and there's just like cigarette packs everywhere.
Just burns on the roof.
It's a grimy vibe. Everything smells like smoke.
Yeah, it's terrible, dude. It's kind of like sexy in theory. Or like you see it like in a movie, like an old-timey movie, like people smoke cigarettes. It looks great. You're like, oh, I want a cigarette.
But I think in the old-timey movies, like you got to think the girl that was smoking a cigarette also like had like pin curls and like these, you know what I mean? Like an old-timey, she was also like completely a pinup done up. And now it's just like, us walking around in our pajamas with their hair like I have it now smoking a cigarette. You're like, that's not as
white
hot.
Girl hair and rollers.
Yeah. Right. But I was like that gross person that it became like, in LA, it was like Pavlovian. Like every time I was in traffic, I would be bored. So I'd smoke cigarettes.
It is Pavlovian.
Yeah. It was just in my car. Yes. But so I would, that person like driving in the morning, crushing a Camel Crush, drinking a Diet Coke at like 10 a.m. And I was like, I can't be this person. Yeah. And that's why I was like, I can't be the person that's smoking a fucking menthol.
Camel Crush.
What drinking you need to do is a Diet Coke on my way to working at a... I dipped for in high school. I didn't know who I thought I was.
A Camel Crush is like, you don't even know the type of garbage that you are.
I know.
Sometimes I want to fucking be a wigger. Sometimes I want to be a cowboy.
But I would also go into work and eat like a kale salad and work in Santa Monica. Like I was smoking Camel Crush. I had like 85 different lives, I think, at one point. Yeah. But
that's so funny, bringing your chick out and she's just like, well, what's up? This is my girl. How you doing?
Nice and it was in high school, in high school parties. I think I thought it was like cool. And so I dipped for like a whole year when I was 16.
I like it.
Did you smoke cigarettes ever?
Gross.
Only like off and on. Like never, you know.
What was your brand? Did you ever have a brand?
Nah.
Yeah. So you didn't smoke.
No.
If you had a brand, you were a smoker. And I switched a bunch.
You smoked, right?
I smoked for a long time.
Yeah, long time. I did. Well, I did Marble Reds. I did Newports. I did Marble Lights. I did Camel Lights. I did Parliaments. I did weird Canadian cigarettes at one point. I did everything.
I rolled my own for a little while.
I never did that. That took too long.
Drum. That was like when
backpacker
it started,
move.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking.
Yeah, I travel.
Rolling a cigarette like an asshole.
Yeah.
The longest I smoked.
Sherrod still does that, I think.
He's rolling weed.
Yeah.
He's rolling weed. He does, but he does with tobacco the, with the weed. He does Swifts.
Yeah.
No, I smoked Camel Lights 2 packs a day for...
That's a lot.
Like years.
Yeah.
Two packs a day.
Yeah. Did you ever do the I used to always do parliaments in Vegas because you could put cocaine in the tip.
Ooh.
Which was a move in college.
I never thought about that.
You put cocaine in the tip and then you could smoke the cigarettes.
My cocaine use didn't really overlap with my smoking cigarettes.
Oh yeah.
No, but I think we should grab a pack of parliaments on the way to Philly.
Can you still smoke like one cigarette here and there? You can't.
It would make me nauseous. Just the one cigarette would really make me nauseous.
Yeah.
And if I could stomach it.
That's the worst part of smoking is you can never just kind of smoke a bit.
Well, then I would be back. If I smoked one cigarette, I know I would be back to smoking two packs a day within a month.
Like you can't just like have one here and there. So no. I can still have
if
one.
If I'm
here
really
and there.
Boozed up, I could smoke a cigarette or two and then not want one.
Oh, yeah.
But that whole next day, I feel like shit.
My tongue is on the top of the roof of my mouth. Yeah. I love smoking cigarettes, but mainly when I've had a cup, but I really like can't anymore. It just affects women's stuff so much. It affects all our eggs and everything like that. Yeah, it's really bad
Casey,
for fertility.
No, don't tell us about that.
Listen.
This is a man's show.
I know.
We're talking about men's
show. I know, but I'm sure there's a couple women out there.
Pedophilia. rape.
Every time I'm on here, there's a rape thing. Last time you guys made me read a rape thing.
I have a drop.
I know.
You want to know a funny fact that I just found out? That rich people like small tits and poor people like big tits. If then they
Where'd
study
you hear
guys.
This?
Yeah, who did that study?
Famous study. And guys that are full like smaller tits and guys that are hungry like bigger tits. So they did a study of like 10,000, you know, whatever amount of guys.
That's hilarious.
And then it turns out that big tits is a poor man's attraction.
Well, because if you're rich, you're you know, psychologically, you're more full, right? So that would actually make sense. You'd want smaller tits.
Or everybody rich is secretly attracted to
or
little
it's
boys.
Like, you know, the same way young people like
well,
bigger tits.
But there's a correlation to being full and being rich, right?
So, well, no, I think those are two different
two separate
things.
But I would say there's even a correlation there.
There may be, yeah.
If you guys
I just think that poor people are trash and they want as much of everything as they
well,
can.
Well, I think it's yeah, more like that, where if you think of
speaking
as
trash,
the way that they have
more than of everything that I can
fancy
get.
Like, oh, they want to have the rings and the big watches and stuff. It's like they want their girls to
or
have
if you
the
ever
bells
go to
whistles.
If you ever go to like a like a KFC in the hood or like or just like whatever, like a Popeyes or any sort of like place, right? Any fast food place. You'll see
anything that, black people eat.
But even a McDonald's, whatever. It
yeah,
matter.
No, I get you.
They'll overstuff the bags of food, like in the hood. Like they do it in a way where they're like, nah, yo, you gotta have more French fries. Like they want you to have as much as possible. They're not like measuring things out in the same way because that's the way that they would want it. They would want a full bag of French fries.
Yeah,
yeah. So
I have seen that people even that I know being like, come on, man, more fries. You gotta.
That's
you
another.
Hook,
that's
hook
a,
it up.
I've done that. That's a fat guy move when you complain about the amount of French fries that they give you in your cart, and you're like, no, I'm going to need some more, sir. You're like, you're a fat piece of shit.
You know what's an oddly black guy move? Pizza place asking for a specific slice. Like when you get a slice and they go for the one on the other, and you go, nah, man, that one right
no,
there.
No, that's a fat
that
guy
too.
Move. I do that too.
It's also
that
a
too.
High guy move, I
oh,
think,
is it?
Too. I think that's
I've only seen black
it.
Guys do it at Dollar
I think
place.
Every I person wants to do
cheese.
It, except if you're fat, black, or high, you let yourself.
Like, yeah, you go that, oh, no.
By the way, we need a game on this show called Fat Black or High.
Yeah, dude.
That's really funny.
Dougie, because that's what we all see it and we're like, why are you going to give me that little like I
the
see
one
that,
that's
that,
mainly sauce.
That is
give
a fucking
cheese.
One-third of the size of every other slice. Yeah. And I take it as an affront. I'm like, why are you trying to give me less pizza, motherfucker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know what's going on. So I will, without a doubt, but yeah, I'll take that one right there.
Yeah.
You have to pretend it's because I don't want the bubble or some shit like that. But like, no, I want the largest slice possible. Another fat guy move is if you, and I've done this, but like counting your chicken nuggets and be like, dude, they shorted me one chicken nugget. And going back
an extra
and fighting
too,
the
going
guy.
Back and being like, no, you need to give me
no,
that.
No, it's on site. You don't even say anything. He had his chance.
I'm trying to remember.
That's the equivalent of a mafia guy sending you over a bottle of alcohol.
I to be honest with you guys, you can do this. This is a great scam. I'm trying to remember if I have done this. I think I have. You can just lie and say they shorted you a chicken nugget. Every time you go,
they'll just give you a whole pack.
They're gonna give you another chicken nugget. I'm just saying, you can really get a surplus of chicken nuggets in your life. Like you can get ahead of the curve in a very, very big way.
Yeah, but is your dignity worth an extra chicken nugget?
No, that's
to this
the
person
older
you get, that
the
works.
More reasonable it is
to this person that works at fucking McDonald's.
That's
like
I'm in my own personal dignity where I'm like, I have to do this every time.
Yeah,
you know what do I need that nugget that bad?
You want to really fuck with them? take your chicken nuggets from last time, go back a few days later with the empty thing, and you go, there was no nuggets.
There's no nuggets in here. Yeah.
I just realized this. I saved it. There's no nuggets.
You gave me a completely empty nugget. Can I be honest, though? You could probably skip the step of the old nugget thing. Just literally, they give you the nuggets. Eat them.
Yeah.
And then say, you gave me no nuggets.
Come back a few minutes later.
There's a Karen video out right now. I think it's a Domino's.
It's on our OnlyFans?
Like what? It's Karen, a Domino's somewhere like that where a lady's trying to return the pizza. Uh-huh. And she's like, it was just sauce. There's nothing on it. And then the girl behind the counter opens it up. She goes, you ate half of it. And she's like, yeah, but we want my money back. And she goes, you ate half of it. She goes, my son was hungry. And then they get in a fight and the girl beats her up in the parking lot.
Nice.
The Pizza Hut girl?
Yeah, the pizza chick beats up. She doesn't beat her. She pushes her down and she has a big exaggerated fall.
That's fun, though, too.
And starts screaming for the police.
Another move is you go and you get a hot dog, eat the dog, and then go back and say, you just gave me a bun.
You have to do this really quick. You really have to fucking deep throat that dog to turn around and be like, give me another one.
Why would you just give me a bun with relish?
This is fucked. And you go, why would I lie about that? What kind of psycho am I?
That's crazy. You think I would... You think I turned around, shoved the dog into my mouth.
Come back with a bun.
I've seen it. I was at a deli down the street from my house growing up, and there was a special needs lady that lived on my block. And she went in, ordered something at the deli, and while the guy was turned around, stuffed a powdered donut in her mouth.
God bless her.
And he turned around and he went, Johanna, did you steal a donut? And
she fucking went, legend.
Covered in the powder. And he's like, love Johanna, her. It's on your face. She went, mm-mm.
Achoo!
I love it.
Yeah, that's like the cartoon that says he didn't eat the chicken and the feather comes out.
Yeah, dude.
That's good stuff. Recommend it. good schemes.
These are great scams, by the way.
Taking the everyone's old school is you change the tags on stuff. Everyone knows that. That's the oldest scam in the book.
Speaking of scams, let's talk about this one. 66-year-old Indian man who's 5'2" and portly has scammed 27 successful women into marrying him.
Hell yeah.
And then took all of their money.
I love this guy. And the Tinder swindler.
In India?
What is it? I keep on hearing the Tinder swindler.
So there's this guy, the Tinder swindler, is a Netflix show. And this guy basically, he scammed all these women into money. He basically had a Ponzi scheme with women. So he would give, he would come to the girl and they'd be dating for a while. And he would have money from the last girl. And then he would be like, my enemies are after me. You don't understand. And he had this video where he goes, I'm this rich diamond dealer. And he had a video of his bodyguard in the hospital. They'd send the same message to every girl. And he goes, you need to wire me $10,000. I'll get it back to you. My enemies. So now I've been doing that every time I'm with my chick anywhere. I go, my enemies.
enemies are here.
You don't understand. You have to go get the food. My enemies are after
me. Is it a documentary on this guy?
It's a Netflix.
It's on Netflix. And they might be actually, now he actually wants to do a dating show.
He says he's innocent. He'll probably get it. Yeah. Wow. He's not. He went to jail for it, and it's like pretty confirmed. But he's basically has some new hot girlfriend in Israel, and he's saying, nah, dog, I didn't do none of that stuff. My enemies are at me again. Now you're told you my enemies.
I'm going to need $10,000.
Yeah.
Also,
these enemies made a Netflix documentary about me.
Who the fuck is wiring money? Like, if somebody was like, wire me $10,000, I'd be like,
he was taking them on private jets.
I don't even know how to do that. Because he had money from the
He was presenting himself as so rich mind, he was there. It was like, hey, it's like I'm asking you to lend me $100. Like, I'll pay you back double. Like, you know I'm good for it. You see my private jet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that's what all the scammers do.
That guy got at least one comic with the, I'll give you $300 to do a roast video about my wife.
Oh, I know.
Hilarious.
That guy. I never got asked to do that.
Well, Berg posted it being like, look out for this guy. And then Ian Finance was like, looks like you did it based on the messages.
Who was the comic that did it?
Ronan.
Yeah. It's fucking funny. Because the way the scam worked, he was like, yeah, I'll pay you $300. So then
they would accidentally give you over the money.
Yeah, $3,000,
I think. He gave you $3,000.
Send me back
$2,500. Send me back the $2,700.
That's the oldest scam in the book.
And then Renan did it, and that was that. And
I know.
It's so funny.
It's
so funny. I'm happy it happened to him.
It all came out, and then that guy started doing it again. He started sending more messages just like recently.
We talk about this a lot. Like, the whole scam world on the internet.
It's a numbers game.
It's
also very easy. There was just
very
a new
easy. This,
article.
This guy is probably in Mexico. It's not a person who lives here and knows comedians. No. He probably has 100 different scams in different industries, and he that same version of that scam will work over and over. It's scalable, right? You'll figure out whatever industry to sort of reach out to people in, and you just keep on just playing that number. You're sitting there collecting money, just ka-ching, ka-ching.
And yeah. You have people working for you for 10 cents an hour or whatever.
Yeah, and they can't come after you. Well, what do you do? Like, if you, what did Renan do? He went to the police. He was like, yeah, this guy.
I mean, he went, had to go to, like, the Better Business Bureau or something.
There's nothing they can do. But the BBB is also fucking bullshit.
They sent him to, like, the Internet Crime Department, which is for, like, elderly people who get scammed.
They sent him to Ash Jeeves.
Yeah.
For their, they sent him to like where you go to because you got like your social security check stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, call me old fashioned, but I just steal their purses.
There is this girl. So I just read this article because I, you know, the Anna Delvey thing came out and she did the same thing.
She's a girl scammer.
She basically just said, I have a trust fund in Germany. I'm a German heiress. So she was just getting, she was like fooling people just by saying, I'm rich. And then people were just kind of essentially funding her. It was a wild thing. But this girl who met her, or
she was like a party girl that was like meeting these guys. Then she's like, "I'm a German heiress." So he's like, "Whatever, yeah, I was just trying to fuck you. It doesn't matter."
But I don't think it was a lot of. I don't think it was a lot of guys that gave her money. I think it was like a fucking bank.
No, I know, yeah.
And she like would just write.
I watched it.
She would write. Oh, you saw it? Yeah, she would just like write checks, and then before they could say that they were bad, she would cash them. But this other girl who just went to jail for like identity theft and all this stuff. There was just a whole article on her and whatever. I sent it to myself, but she was saying literally there's like a website that you can go on and get people's information on so easily, and that half the people at Rikers are just talking about stealing identity. Like, so half the people in jail right now are just talking about how easy it is to be a scammer and to steal identities, and that's basically what they all did. Like, she's like, it's so fucking easy.
My weed dealer, he would have me buy. I don't even know what the scam was, but I was involved in the scam on one level, and I don't even know what I did. He would just have me buy gift cards.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then he'd come back with other gift cards, and he had me buy cigarettes with the other gift cards.
Yeah,
and that was all I would do. And then I would get like a kickback of like a carton of cigarettes or something.
I bet
that
he was like testing different cards how to do bigger payments.
I have no idea what he
like
did,
credit cards.
But it was some scam going on with like gift cards, and I was buying them, and he was or maybe he was selling the gift cards after they were used to people for like I have no idea, but
swapping them with other gift cards.
I have no idea.
Well, a lot of it is testing waters, because I've had the bank
they're
call
just
me
testing to see if
and
they can
be
get
like
through
somebody
your card.
Spent a dollar on a phone plan on your card.
Yeah,
that's how they like, and if we didn't notice, then they would have started to spend money on your card, but you know, we're going to send you a new card now.
Yeah. Yeah. I had, when I worked for this ticketing company, this Broadway ticketing company, we would find people that would order like $189 tickets, and then they would never show up. And they would do this constantly with like different variations of the names, because they were just testing to see. They were using our system to test people. They were like tapping into our credit cards and seeing what they can get away with and stuff like that. And so it was like every day. And I literally would spend like 2 hours on this every day, and I would constantly find people like, they're getting it. It's easy.
All right, real quick, we got to talk to people who are over the age of 21 who are living in states where Delta 8 THC is legal. If you guys want to get high, you can get high legally. It comes right to your door. Yo Delta is the company to order it from. I'll tell you right now, they sent us a bunch of vapes and gummies, and it gets you really fucking stoned.
Yeah, absolutely. They work incredibly. And you guys know what Delta 8 is by now. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to a lot of states, and it gets you high. They have a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, and I can personally tell you that these products work, and they should be taken responsibly.
Yeah. Right now, go to YoDelta.com. Go grab your products there. It ships right to your house. It's already really affordable, but if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS. Okay, where were we? Have you guys been to, speaking of scamming, have you guys been to LOL Comedy Club lately?
No.
Dude, I ended up on just a fucking...
We talked about it on Jim and Sam yesterday. We were trashing LOL.
Oh, YouTube journey.
It used to be like fun when it was you.
Well, it was
like buddies.
It wasn't. It was
it wasn't
fun because
fun,
it was.
It was fun because it was buddies.
It was fun because we were all there fucking around.
And it
yes.
Was, but it was a true nightmare of a place. Like, have you ever been? Even
I've been, and I've heard that was the. I think
but
I told you
now. Now it apparently looks okay. Like back when it first started, it was
classrooms.
They have magic shows there,
Doggy,
too.
You understand. This guy is a fucking scam artist. This guy, Roy, whatever his last name
Arias.
Was. Roy Arias, he's a gay guy. And Wayne Rada, who was one of the biggest scam artists.
One of the biggest gay scam artists you can meet.
One of the biggest
without gay scam artists.
Yes. So Wayne Rada linked up, found this place, and what they were, they weren't performance spaces. What they were dance studios.
They were ballet classrooms.
They were ballet classrooms.
Covered in mirrors.
In Times Square.
And they would just put a curtain over the...
mirror. And like a milk sometimes. Crate. You'd stand on a milk crate and you'd be in a PV, like a little PV, yeah. like shitty guitar amp. You'd be speaking to these people. And these people were sold that fucking
Tina
Chris Faye. Rock was coming tonight. The cast of Family Guy. Swear to God, that was a regular line.
Do you respect it a little?
No.
No, man. It was, that's it, never it, how we sold tickets.
It was so devoid of like any of the romanticism of comedy. Like the way we look at comedy, we're like, and this guy, his whole job, his whole job would be 100% of his audience is scammed. He's underpaying every comedian. He's trying to pay the comedians as absolutely little as possible.
He never paid. He only paid like two people.
No, in the beginning
lineup.
He was, and then he
was like, I never
they
got
figured
paid
out that
LOL.
Comedians would work for free. I got so mad.
So everybody used to get paid when.
When me and Beatrice were.
Well, because I think maybe I did, because I was on the tail end of you guys there.
Then
when
you
it
just
was
started paying the MC and the headliner. Like,
well, Alan Fuchs came in, that kid. Alan
Fuchs.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What is that? He had Finn. A different name at the time. Alan Finn at the time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, he told the guy.
Changed it from Finn to Fuchs?
Yeah. He goes, I'll produce a show here behind my back without a budget. He was like, you don't have to pay anybody. And then he was like, yeah, of course. And then I got so mad. I was like, Alan, you're a fucking moron. I was like, everyone was getting paid. This guy's scamming everybody. I was like, so the comedians, the only ones who deserve to fucking make any money here, you're saying that we'll do it for free, you fucking moron.
Cross the pickets.
And that was the beginning of the end, because then they stopped paying people.
Yeah.
Roy's the only person in the history of comedy that has scaled back the pay for comics as time has gone on.
Yeah.
Headliners were getting like 35, then it was 30, then it was 25.
He has people do like 7 shows there a night and gives them like $80.
So listen, at the time it was all of these like rooms.
No, 21.
His whole job was literally people would go like half of the show, they go like, oh, this is not, we were told we were going to be at like a beautiful theater.
Nobody spoke with, like, English or there was
someone that doesn't even do comedy.
So the
kids,
people would come out and they
terrible.
Would, they
Tina Fey was supposed to be here.
They would say
the
Tina
people
Faye.
Would come out and they would just, like the owner, his whole job would be like just standing there with his arms crossed going like, you know, sorry, it's a street team. They lied to you. You have to go get a refund from them.
And he would go, we don't work with the street team. They're a separate entity. When they were literally kicking up to him.
The whole job. But here's the thing.
They could,
like,
price the tickets
however
they want.
But listen, he was so devoid of like the emotion of comedy. Like in his job description, it was like ripping people off. Like every day, like, I'm ripping people off. That is what I do for a living. So, and he didn't, it's not like.
Yeah, he hated comedy, probably.
He didn't give a shit.
It's irrelevant.
It literally, like, it's almost like.
This is how much he does not know or like comedy.
Bill Burr
walked in and went, hey, can I get up? And he went, I do not know who you are. And he went, I'm Bill Burr.
I'm Bill fucking Burr.
And he goes, I don't, we do not take walk-ins. I have not heard of
you. You have to contact my booker.
Yeah.
Who is him?
Who is some Puerto Rican comedian.
Oh, yeah. It's Francisco.
Some other Puerto Rican comedian.
And Bill Burr walked out. And then the next day they realized what happened and they tweeted, Bill Burr is always welcome to perform at LOL Comedy Club.
Oh, my God.
But look up the latest reviews on Yelp of LOL, and we'll end the show.
Yeah, can we see it?
Also, remember that they used to do.
It's so funny. I was just trashing it yesterday.
They used to sell tickets for New Year's Eve, being like, you get a view of the ball drop, and then it was in that room that's facing the opposite way. So they were selling like $170 tickets on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, $250, $500 for a couple to have a VIP view of the ball drop,
and it's the window facing the other way
while you watch Peter Griffin perform comedy. This is their fantasy.
One time we were there. And this black family comes in with like two little kids.
Oh yeah,
they go, hi, we have tickets to see the Cleveland show. And the little kid goes, and the little kid's in the back going, my name is Cleveland. He's got the whole, so he's doing a dance.
No.
Dude, that the street team, because the street team, it was like, when we were running street teams back in the day.
And even when I did it.
It was young, like college kids who were just trying to make a buck. What happened was there was a back in the day, right around the change of the century, right? There was a lot of young black like thugs selling their CDs on the street. This was the way they'd make
money.
They're
still there.
Yeah.
But here's what happened.
There used to be a lot.
Here's what happened. It was a whole industry, right? And you'd walk down the street and, you know, they'd be like, oh, hey, I'm an artist here. Here's my CD. And then they'd be like, what's your name? Two Casey. Thank you. You know, good luck. Boom.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm not fucking paying you for your CD. It was like, no, I just wrote Two Casey. It's personalized. It'd be like, no, you. And then they'd intimidate you into giving you their money.
Yeah.
And that was a whole industry.
Or even more, they'd be like, yo, you like hip hop?
Yeah.
There was 100 guys out there doing that. And what happened was, when CDs became obsolete,
they became comedy seller guys?
CDs became obsolete. all of those guys shifted over and became comedy club guys.
Yeah.
And those guys, once again, there's no romanticizing of comedy. They don't give a fuck about comedy. They're saying whatever it is to get to intimidate that money out of that person's pocket. So they started jacking up the prices. They were like, well, I can just say it's Chris Rock for $150. Why wouldn't I? Because you're looking for just a sucker. So those guys all became the guys who sold comedy club tickets. So the entire thing in Times Square is just this massive scam where nobody gives a fuck about comedy. There's no good comedians performing. There's no comedians are making any money off of it. And it's just this whole fucking... it still exists. To this day, it still exists.
I'm dying to see some LOL reviews. Some recent LOL reviews.
It's a scam.
Can you zoom in a little, please?
Yeah, there's a good reason why many people are calling this place a scam. Listen to them. There seems to be a lot of sketchy... Hold on.
Let me read it. Okay, let's see what happened to this dummy from Illinois.
Roy responded.
Let's see. There seems to be a lot of sketchy, fishy business going on here. On top of that, the manager was extremely rude, condescending, and likely racist. There are much better places out there that serve extremely watered-down drinks for outrageous prices. Don't worry. I was there firsthand. I should post a video of him condescendingly saying, is English your first language? When I clearly spoke English fluently, you tell me what it sounds like. I put the word likely... blah, 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 blah. So Roy, the owner, responds.
By the way, I think she added that star after reading his comment.
Oh, he responds to them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I see.
Wow.
Please
let know about your experience at LOL. It seems you are echoing someone else's review. When you say the manager was likely racist, we take that as a very serious accusation. However, the "we're likely" make us think that you don't have firsthand knowledge. So
I see.
So I don't think English is his first language.
Go ahead. I was sold tickets by a hustler on Broadway. He kept trying to up the price of the tickets before I called him out on it. Mediocre acts, dirty establishment. Oh, and everyone had to purchase a minimum of 2 drinks, which was fine, but we were not informed of this mandatory purchase until the arrival. Also, the waiter never returned with my $20 and change. I'm sure the experience varies, blah, blah, blah.
Why write that review?
Look, scam.
But by the way, everyone should just go, I'm stupid. I bought a thing that I could have Googled.
Yeah, I got hustled.
It could have taken me 10 seconds to Google LOL Comedy Club.
Can I say, a good salesperson
doesn't let you take your phone.
It's not even going to do. You're going to get.
No,
your,
I understand.
You're just going to. I don't even understand how it exists anymore. Like, I would never hand my money to some fucking random person on the street. I would be like, yeah, I'll buy tickets online, and I'm going to review the place first.
If you make eye contact, you're in trouble, though, with those guys.
A lot of times, yeah. It's just people that are sort of intimidated. Gotcha. Maybe the person's charming, and they sort of charm them out of it. I am sorry you did not understand the ticket. The promotional ticket bought by Sightseeing Pass and given to its clients as part of the package waives the entry fee with the condition that the customer buys 2 drinks and food. It is stated by the picture you posted.
Okay, in all fairness, I don't feel bad for the people that don't know there's a 2 drink minimum. Because almost every comedy club has that. Yeah. Then you're just kind of dumb.
No. But here's the thing. These people are being scammed. And when most people haven't been to a comedy club. Most people are from the Midwest.
They're
that are
going
in Times Square.
For the first time.
They're going for
in
the
New
first
York.
Time. And, yeah. and then what they say, they go, what does this 2 drink minimum mean on the ticket? They go, oh, they give you 2 drinks with the ticket price.
Yeah. In all fairness, I've seen that.
They don't care. They literally don't care. They're like, cool, can I have my 2 free drinks at least? Like, 2 free drinks? It is $20 for a water. It's fucking wild. Anyway, whatever. We got to wrap up, but this has been a fun show. That place sucks. We'll be back on...
Still respect a good scam.
But we'll be Friday. Back on Friday.
We'll be back on Friday with a great show. We got the Are You Garbage Boys in, right? No, that was last week. No, we got Feeney and... Shut up, Natalie.
Feeney and Sagalow.
Feeney and Sagalow are in. All right, I got to go.
Just our garbage boys.
That's all, folks.